Welcome back. You're watching Hope at Home. And now we have an interview with Dr. Roger. He's a chief medical officer right down there in Orlando, Florida. And we need to talk to him about COVID and keeping safe. Dr. Roger, welcome to Hope at Home. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, Sam. It's great to be with you today.
Excellent. You were telling me before the interview started that the situation in Florida is not good as cases in this second wave are coming back. How is it like at the moment?
You know, down here, like a lot of places around, we weathered the first spike back in April and May, and then started to loosen up a little bit. And as that happened, from the healthcare side, we were always somewhat concerned of when are we going to get this second surge. And certainly we're seeing that now, where over this past weekend here in Florida, we hit records in our state for having over 11,000 people test positive. So as we go through this again, it is certainly making us utilize all the resources we have as a healthcare system to make sure we can continually give great care to those people that need our help.
Now, of course, we want to do everything we can so that we don't end up in the hospital. Is there any way we can strengthen our immune system? What can we do to take care of our health so that we're not one more statistic in terms of hospitalization and, you know, ending up in an ICU unit? Is there anything that we can do?
Well, I think the answer is yes to that. Certainly all of us have risk factors that we don't have a lot of control of based on what our age and what our health is. But outside of that, I think that things that as a family practice physician that I talk to my patients on a regular basis seem to come to the forefront here again. And those can be divided into things like, how do I keep physically fit? How do I nutritionally do the right things? How do I keep my mental health in a good place? Those type of things that we need to concentrate on if we're going to be successful in maintaining our optimum health, which will allow our immune system to function at its highest and give us the best chance to avoid or to deal with this virus as best we can.
Excellent. Let's talk about physical activity. We talked about this last week and the week before, and I think it's really important to keep emphasizing this. Staying at home, watching Netflix all day from the couch and just sitting down and working on your laptop, that obviously isn't healthy. What do you recommend in terms of exercise?
Well, you know, exercise is something that is, for many people, it's difficult to stay in the good routines. And boy, when we hit this pandemic in March, all routines kind of went out the window. And so this is a thing that initially at least is really something that we had to be intentional about. So some people enjoy exercise, some people don't at all. And it's one of those things that we tend to fall in and out of routines. And sometimes it's easier if we have people we can exercise with. And so we have some accountability. And all of a sudden, we're thrown into a pandemic where we're told to shelter at home and stay at home. And we lose some of those things. We lose some of those routines that we had before. And it was very common for the activity level to drop back. And in fact, Sam, there's a lot of publications. And as a physician, I'll probably refer to articles periodically through this because that's how
Absolutely.
I get my information.
Yes, please.
The Annals of Internal Medicine did an observational study, and they looked at people starting back in January and then followed them up through June. And they used electronic devices like phones where they could track steps. And they tracked steps of more than almost 450,000 people in 180 different countries. And within their data showed that within probably the first week or 10 days of it being announced as a pandemic, that people's steps dropped 5%. And if you go 30 days out, their steps dropped almost 30%. So there you go. People were hitting the couch and watching Netflix, just like you said.
Yeah, and they need to get out. We talked about physical exercise and the importance of it, but that's not the only thing that we need to focus on. Let's talk about the social element of it, because this is really impacted. I've been noticing in different events that I've attended where we're all gathering around with masks, Doctor, it's very different. People don't seem to be excited like I thought they would be. There is a somberness in the air and a lack of conversation, and it's not what I expected. And I wonder if we're trying to adapt again, and if we need to adapt once again to the highly social environments that we were part of before.
Well, certainly, Sam, I think we were all created to be social beings. I mean, from the beginning in the Garden of Eden, when God looked and said, it's not good that a man should be alone, and he created Eve, we were developed, we were created as social beings. God created the family. He created this support system that we all need. And as this has been taken away from us, it's been difficult. So I think, as we have this inner drive to go out and interact with people, we're trying to balance that with this really fear of the unknown and of this virus that's out there. So you mentioned when you start to go out into social situations again, and people don't seem to have that spark maybe that they had before in some of these interactions. I think there's this conflict within them where they want to be out there. Yes, they're scared to be out there.
Dr. Roger, we talked about physical exercise. We talked about the social element. And now let's talk about nutrition. People are eating sometimes very well. But it's very likely that people are not eating as healthy as they were before. And it's not like America was a very healthy place to start with. What can you tell us about nutrition that can help us to have a balanced, optimal immune system to protect us from this pandemic?
Well, Sam, we can do some tenets and pointers for nutrition. We won't go into a long debate on nutrition, but we all do agree that it is imperative for our immune systems to function at their highest level for us to have a balanced diet and to put the right fuels in. And, you know, when we hit this pandemic a few months ago, we saw changes. All of us probably have heard over the past, our kids would go to college and they talk about the freshman 10, or you know, they put on a little bit of weight as they study and eat a little different and have less exercise. Well, all of a sudden, we're talking about the quarantine 15, where people are just being at home. They're sitting there. They're bored. So they're eating, and they're eating whatever they have. And so those are things that we have to identify, and we say, hey, how are we going to fix this? What can we do different so that we can be more conscious of our nutrition? And Sam, I think it starts with what you bring home from the grocery store. Whether you go yourself, or in these times, if you're picking up the phone and ordering on Instacart or Amazon to have them delivered to your house, you know, if the right foods are in the house, those are what you're going to eat. I will tell you, I am known for some of these bad habits where around 9 o'clock at night, I'm wandering the house. And if I find something in the freezer or in the pantry, I'm going to snack on that. So if you think ahead and I don't bring those home, I do much better. When we look at other things, so I think it starts with getting the right foods there. You know, it's summertime. It's a great time to go to those fresh fruits and vegetables that we may not have all year round quite as good. We need schedules. Boy, our schedules are all thrown off with this. We're at home. We don't know when we're supposed to start to work. When do we stop working? When should we eat? So trying to maintain a schedule that leads us to not eating late at night and not snacking on a regular basis. Those are just regular things, and really that's nothing new. That's kind of what we've been preaching, and we know we need to do, but we need to be intentional about it now as we're in this pandemic time.
There is a lot more than just washing your hands in how you could help in this moment, yourself and your family. I like the idea of only buying the foods that are good so that those are the ones that are available. That's very simple advice that we can all take to heart. A few weeks ago, Dr. Katia Reinhardt talked about mental health, and this is a very important part of it because routines have changed completely. There is also the financial crisis that many families have entered into as jobs are no longer there and the whatever help the government gives is gone, and now they are struggling somehow, and this has a profound effect in people's mental health as they try to cope with this. So tell us more about ways in which we can prepare ourselves and we can avoid some temptations and traps that will make what is already difficult even worse.
Well, you're certainly right on that. And I was able to be a part, at least, and listen to Katia give that presentation. And she was right on with her discussion on loneliness and how this isolation certainly affects us. Articles have been written over the last 3 to 4 months. JAMA put one out that talked about the increased incidence of generalized anxiety, of depression, of serious mental illness, of substance abuse, and even domestic violence that we're seeing during this time. So how we can help ourselves with maintaining a good mental health are things that that's good to bring to the forefront. And one of those things also that we keep talking about, we need to be intentional about. So the Mayo Clinic, which is very reputable, that a lot of people have heard about, put out an article last month that addressed this. And they talked about how to take care of your body, how to take care of your mind, and then how to connect with others. So they brought the social, even spiritual aspect into that, even from the Mayo Clinic. And when you look at them, they had things, you know, to care for your body. You need to get enough sleep. You need to participate with regular exercise. You need to eat healthy. We've already talked about those things. It talked about avoiding tobacco, avoiding alcohol, limiting screen time, and taking time to relax and recharge. When it moved to taking care of your mind, they had things like keeping a regular routine that we all already identified has been lost for a lot of us. We need to limit our exposure to media. Boy, it's just one bad thing after another out there. And so limiting our exposure to that, they recommended. They recommend staying busy. You know, some of us work at home, that keeps us busy, but some people are just at home by themselves without contact from other people. Focus on positive thoughts, use your moral compass, and set your priorities. Those are the things they had to take care of your mind. And then it was interesting that they also put there to connect with others. And things they had with that were do something for others, support a family member or friend. So it's reaching out and what can we do to help our community? That helps us internally when we're trying to maintain our good mental health.
Dr. Roger, let's talk about spirituality, our spiritual health. It seems that when that is healthy, all the others, we are motivated to take care of our bodies, to take care of our social interactions, our mental health, and it seems to be a foundation to build on. What can you tell us about spirituality that will help all of us at this moment?
Well, my first statement would be, I believe that spirituality plays a huge role in our overall wellness. And because of that, I think is why I've chose to spend my career with a company like Advent Health, who works under the mission statement of extending the healing ministry of Christ. So with that in mind, I think having a regular routine where we set that time aside to connect with our Creator, our best friend, really helps us set the day going in the right direction and gives us the mindset we need to be positive, to interact with people in a positive way, and to be able to witness for Him. For me, that starts with an early morning. Get up, combine a daily study in the Bible with my Sabbath school lesson, which is on witnessing this week. And it lets me commit my day to Christ, let Him know that I choose His side, and then I ask for His Holy Spirit to be with me. And if I do that, my day seems to go much better. Now, early mornings are not the right time for everybody. My wife is not a morning person for this. I will come home in the evening and find her, you know, in the Word journaling, which is the way she does her worship, and that works great for her. But I think everybody needs to find that time that works for them to put away the screen, to put away work, to put away all the distractions, just connect with our Creator. That helps so much in helping us focus on really what's important. And you know, Sam, while we're in the Word, in these troubled times, we find those texts that that just give us strength. You know, it wasn't too long ago, I came across this one of the short ones, Psalms 46:1. You know, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Boy, if we have ever felt a change in the country over the last 6 months where we think, boy, we have some trouble here, it's great to know that we have our God to rely on. He's the one that's in control all the time.
Fantastic. Doctor, before your final thoughts, we want to know about normal health care that people may need. Advent Health is one of the best healthcare systems in North America, if not in the world. And they have a lot of elective procedures that have been delayed. What can people expect from the normal healthcare needs? Should they just keep at home avoiding it? Should they go and see their physicians? What would be your counsel in those cases?
Sam, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of the worries that as a practicing physician, I have had and our healthcare system has. We don't want people to be scared to seek the healthcare that we need. At Advent Health, we have been intentional about trying to adjust how we deliver care. So right away when this happened, we started shifting outpatient visits to video visits. And we found that we can do a lot of medicine via video visit. Not everything. There are things that partway through a video visit, we'll have to tell a patient, I'm gonna have to see you in the office. We need you to come in. But we have found we can do a lot like that. We've also changed how we do business. We now have gone to more of a paperless way to register from your car. We've eliminated our waiting rooms as much as possible, so you don't have large areas where sick people are there where they can spread this. Initially, you brought up elective procedures. We were worried about protective equipment, PPE you hear about, for our employees and our staff. And that is used in elective surgery. So that was considered and the decision was made. We need to hold off on those because we need to protect those who are giving care and they need to have the right equipment. We've acquired the right equipment. And I will tell you now that I think we have made our hospitals, which are functioning out of 9 different states, very safe places to come. There are screening procedures that are in place when you enter. And once a person that has screened positive, they're quickly moved to a different room to kind of isolate them. So I think we want to encourage people to reach out for their care that we need. What the system has seen, and when I say the system, the healthcare system, not just Advent Health, is the documented 42% decrease in ER utilization over the last few months. The problem is we've also seen a huge drop in people coming in for heart attack, for stroke, for acute things like appendicitis, gallbladder disease. And what we don't want is we don't want people who need to be evaluated for a medical issue to be afraid and stay at home and then have a bad outcome because they didn't seek care. I'm really confident in what our system has done and would send my loved ones in to be evaluated without worrying right now.
Dr. Roger, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You are watching Hope at Home. I would like Dr. Roger to read one final text because you may be at home right now and you're anxious. Maybe you're worried. And the more we talk about this pandemic, the more worried you get. Well, there is a passage in scripture just for you. It is found in Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Dr. Roger, you selected this text, and I would like you to read that to us.
I'll be glad to, because, you know, in these times, we're all anxious. And I think as humans, the unknown worries us. And so this new virus, this pandemic is a new frontier for most of us, even those in healthcare. So let me go back to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Sam, that's the kind of thing that's going to get us through this and help us spiritually and mentally as we go day by day despite these uncertainties.
And you can have that hope too, having an encounter with Jesus through his word. What do you have to do? You pick up the dusty Bible from your shelf and you start reading it. And God will speak to you in a way that is unbelievable to others who never tried it. You're watching Hope at Home. In a few moments, Pastor Pavel Goya will share from the word of God to us.